So, I'm thinking of maybe taking a post somewhere else.
Leaving Boston?
Yeah. And getting a haircut.
What did getting a haircut have to do with leaving Boston?
A whole new me, you know? Don't you think I look a bit frumpy? Not professional?
I think you sound really freaked out. I think this job is really getting to you.
Yeah, I got mixed up with this guy. He had me convinced that there was all this weird stuff going on, but he was crazy.
He was crazy?
Yeah, and I fell for it.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You were the one who told Trisha that Kale was two-timing her.
Oh, that was different. Kale was an idiot.
Yeah, but you knew Mr. McKenzie was having an affair with Ms. Delvecchio, and that Gupta Singh was lying to us about his mom.
She needed the pension money. Anyone could see that.
Now, if this guy was crazy, you would have known.
But Major Standish said that...
Then whoever this Standish is, he's a liar.
I gotta go.
He was lying to you, Ronnie. And don't you believe it.
Yes?
Yeah, listen, you don't know me, but I have to talk to you.
Yes?
It's about the you-know-what, Achala. You know from the apocalypse.
Look, you can tell Major Standish I didn't bite. I'm keeping my nose clean.
Standish? Wait, he's the dinkwit, right?
I know, you are an odd choice for a bait. I mean, you're what, 17?
18, thank you very much, since June.
You came up from New York by train to talk to me about... What's in New York?
You're doing that thing! That detective thing! How did you know I came from New York? My accent? Oh, the way I dress. Like that Oni guy who jumped you but he had the wrong shoes.
You've got a security check in your bag and it says NYC in huge black letters.
Oh, right.
If you know about the Oni guy, you're obviously Oni. And you're clueless. Goodbye.
Ronnie, Sarah John is right. You know Standish is lying to you. You know he tried to have Herzog killed.
Who are you? And how did you know that?
I'm a rogue military AI. I think I came in on the Apocalypso, but I don't know because I can't remember.
Your what?
I can't believe you told her that. Why didn't you just come right out and tell her that?
Because lying to Ronnie is stupid.
And you expect me to believe you?
Ask me a question, and if I can find the answer, I'll tell you. For example, right now, Nick is off duty and playing ping pong with a guy they call Itchy.
Hey, you leave Nick out of this.
What do you want to know?
Did we know Troy was going to be glassed?
Yes. It's clear we've broken at least some Covenant transmission protocols.
So why did Reach fall?
Space is big. Really big. We have to be in the right place to hear the right transmission. Troy was a lucky break. I'm sorry, your chatter hasn't sufficient storage for my evidence, so I've summarized it and forwarded as much as possible to you.
Oh my god. My memory is full. What... These names? What are these names?
Contact information for every Troy evacuee. The ones who have died since the evac are marked in red.
What are you?
Durga is a very curious girl.
Ronnie, we both know we have to shut the artifact down. Look at the information I sent you. If you are willing to help, come meet with us on Saturday.
Look, I don't... The artifact is just... I can't do anything about it.
But Ronnie, you gotta help us. That thing could be a giant bomb. It could brainwash us all so we join the Covenant.
I can't. You don't understand. They're watching me. And I just... can't.
You're going to have to be a little brave, Ronnie. Think about it.
Saturday. And if you come, I won't even make you talk through a door.
I'm not sure.
Oh, you mentioned a haircut. I know of a guy in Beacon Hill, the best in Boston.